Mindfulness is not just for adults. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Kandorsky, professor in the Department of School Psychology at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, has more.
Research has shown that in adults, mindfulness programs can improve ability to regulate emotions, decrease reactivity to negative events, and improve emotional and cognitive flexibility. Recently, similar mindfulness and meditation practices implemented in schools have also found improvement in social and emotional functioning with children. Mindfulness exercises require a person to focus on what they are feeling at that exact moment and address those feelings without resistance or judgment. In children, they can help build better ways to cope with stressful events. These exercises can include breath awareness, mindful eating, mindful movement, and focusing on the present. Supporting these practices in school can help students become more aware of and responsible for their actions and corresponding emotions. Part of our clinical support and applied research involves examining the effect of positive behavioral approaches combined with mindfulness-based practices in young children who have severe emotional and behavioral disorders. Through these approaches, we want children to learn how to engage in pro-social, positive behaviors to be successful in school and in the future. Additionally, many children with social and behavioral difficulty come from environments where there may be significant stressors and even trauma, which can affect their ability to learn. Our hope is that through mindfulness-based practices and positive behavioral approaches, students will become better skilled at identifying emotions, becoming aware of emotions that contribute to their behavior, and be more ready to learn. An additional goal is to examine the secondary effects of these strategies on improving teacher well-being and reducing burnout.
That was Jessica Kandorsky of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.